继续来思想神的话语。
Today, let's continue to study the Word of God.
好，我们请大家起立，我们先来读一处圣经的经文。
Please stand up and let's read a scripture from the Bible.
好，我们大家可以一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文。我们一起来读约翰福音的11:39-48，还有第53节。
Let's read John 11:39-48 and 53.
约翻福音11:39起。耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”那死人的姐姐马大对他说：“主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经4天了。”耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”他们就把石头挪开。耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。我也知道你常听我，但我说这话，是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。”说了这话，就大声呼叫说：“拿撒路出来！”那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说：“解开，叫他走。”那些来看玛利亚的犹太人，见了耶稣所做的事，就多有信他的，但其中也有去见法利赛人的，将耶稣所做的事告诉他们。祭司长和法利赛人聚集公会，说：“这人行这些神迹，我们怎么办呢？若这样由着他，人人都要信他，罗马人也要来夺我们的地土和我们的百姓。”从那日起，他们就商议要杀耶稣。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
Man does not live on bread alone, but from the word of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May your word become the lamp to my feet and the light on my path.
照亮我们前进的道路，不让我们落入黑暗中。
Light our path forward so that we will not fall into darkness.
神的话语就是我们生命的粮食。
And your word is the bread of our life.
让我们得着生命的供应。
So that we have the provision of our life.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天还是继续来思想耶稣所行的这个神迹，就是耶稣让拿撒路从死里复活这个神迹。
Today we will continue to study the miraculous signs that Jesus performed, the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
我们已经好几次来思想这个神迹了。
We have studied this miraculous sign for several times.
因为约翰福音呢，记载耶稣所行的这个神迹，记载的非常的生动而且详细。
And because the Gospel of John has recorded this miraculous signs in great details.
那么当拿撒路就是重病的时候，拿撒路的姐姐，两个姐姐就叫人去赶紧请耶稣来，结果耶稣故意还耽误几天。
When Lazarus was seriously ill, his sisters sent Jesus to come.But Jesus delayed 2 more days.
然后我当耶稣来的时候，我们也看见，就是，就是马大和玛利亚，就拿撒路的两个姐姐，是非常的伤心、难过和失望。就耶稣，你怎么现在才来
？And when Jesus did come, we can see that his sisters, Lazarus' sisters, two sisters, were very sad and said, "Lord, why did you come so late?"
那么，接下来我们会。就是我们今天所刚才读到的经文，那么耶稣就来到坟墓这里，那么耶稣就让人，你把石头挪开。
Then comes the verse we just read. Then Lord Jesus came, in front of the tomb and asked people to remove the stone.
但是这个马大就是这个死去的拿撒路的姐姐就说这样做还有什么意义呢？这弟弟已经死了这么长时间，尸体估计都臭了。
And the sister of that Lazarus, Martha, said to the Lord, there's no meaning of doing this because he is dead for 4 days.
这时候耶稣说一句话，就是我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？
But Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?
So Jesus 在这里说就是你若信你就会看见。
What Jesus meant is, if you believe, you will see.
我们都知道英文有一个俗语叫做 seeing is believing.
We're all familiar with one English expression, seeing is believing.
但是我们从圣经来看，圣经从来没有这样的教导。
But the Bible had never such a teaching.
圣经从来没有说信心是建立在你一定要眼睛看见的基础上。
The Bible didn't teach us that the faith is built on seeing.
耶稣在这里说，你要信，你才能看到。
Jesus said here, if you believe, you will see.
耶稣没有说，你看见了，你就会信。
Jesus didn't say that if you see, you will believe.
那么事实上我们来看圣经，圣经已经，耶稣已经很多次来责备那些就是要看神迹的人。
If we look at the Bible, we can see that for many times Jesus rebuked those who seek to see miracles.
就是那些人就说，哎呀，耶稣啊，你行个神迹让我们看，我们就相信了。
Those people asked Jesus to perform a miraculous sign for them so that they could believe.
耶稣说，你们这样求神迹看，就正是证明你们的堕落，你们的败坏。
And Jesus said that you seeking the miraculous signs proves that you are corrupted.
那么复活的耶稣对他的门徒多马说，
The resurrected Lord Jesus said to his disciple,Thomas,
你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
You believe because you saw me, and those who did believe when they didn't see me is blessed.
所以我们都知道，真正的信心绝对不是建立在眼睛要看见这个基础上。
So we know that the true faith is not built on seeing.
所以人不信神也绝对不是因为我没有看见神的神迹。
So people do not believe in God, not because they didn't see a miracle.
那么事实上在罗马书的一章这个经文我给大家读一下哈。罗马书一章19-22节告诉我们人为什么不相信神。
Romans 1:19-22 tell us why people don't believe in God.
那么并不是说人没有看见神的作为神迹。
It's not because they do not see the works of God or signs of God.
罗马书一章19节这里告诉我们神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里因为神已经给他们显明。
Romans 1:19 says, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them.
20节自从造天地以来神的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
21节，他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Verse 21, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
所以圣经告诉我们，那个人不信神，并不是因为人没有看见神迹。
So the Bible tells us that men do not believe in God, not because they did not see miraculous signs.
圣经告诉我们，神的作为，人每天都可以看见，人无法去抵赖这一点，人是明明知道的。
And the Bible tells us that men can see the works of God, and they clearly know those are the works of God, but so they do not have any excuse.
但是人虽然知道神，但是却不当作神来敬拜他，来荣耀神。
Although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God.
所以自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
So they profess to be wise, but become fools.
所以圣经告诉我们，信心不是建立在你一定要眼睛看见的基础上。
So the Bible tells us,that faith is not built on the fact that you saw.
那么事实上，人每天都看见神的神迹，但是人还是不信。
Actually, every day people can see the miracles and works of God, but they don't believe.
那人不信是出于自己的顽梗，自己的悖逆。
Their disbelief is due to their own stubbornness and their disobedience.
所以耶稣对马大说，你若信就必看见。
So Jesus said to Martha, if you would believe, you would see.
耶稣并没有对马大说，你看见了你就会信。耶稣没有这样讲。
Jesus didn't say to Martha that if you see, then you will believe.
好，那么我们接下来要思想耶稣说这个话。耶稣说，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
Now let's think about this. Jesus said, if you would see, you would believe, then you will see the glory of God.
这里其实提醒我们，我们每一个人，我们真正你想要看见什么？
This reminds us what we do. We really want to see.
那么，这个时候，马大和玛利亚，他们最想看见的就是弟弟从死里复活，对不对？毫无疑问。
At that moment, what Martha and Mary wanted to see most is that Jesus would resurrect their brother from dead.
耶稣有没有对马大说呢？你若相信，你就会看见你的弟弟从死里复活。
Did Jesus say to Martha that if you believe, that you would see that your brother resurrected from the dead?
耶稣没有这样讲。
Jesus didn't say it in that way.
耶稣说，你若信，你就看见神的荣耀。
Jesus said that if you believe, that you will see the glory of God.
所以在耶稣的心中，有一件事情比拿撒路从死里复活更加重要，更加应该被人看见。
So in Jesus' heart, there's one thing more important and should be seen by others.
那么在马大、玛利亚的心中，在他们那个时候，他们心里想最重要的事，他们最渴望看见的事，就是弟弟能够活过来。就毫无疑问就是这样，没有什么事情比这更重要了。
And without doubt that in Martha and Mary's heart, what they wanted most and they wanted to see most is their brother would be raised to life.
但是耶稣却说，你们相信，你们不仅仅是会看见你弟弟的复活，你们会看见更大的事，是神的荣耀。
But Jesus said to them, if you would believe, you would not only see the resurrection of your brother, you would see greater things.The glory of God.
所以今天我们来思想，就是我要信，信了我才能看见。但是其实最重要的问题就是，你到底你想要看见什么？
Today we will study. If we would believe that we will see, but what do we really want to see?
圣经中记载了一个老人叫西面。
There was in the Bible recorded an old man called Simeon.
这个老人他一生中最大的一个期望，最大的一个愿望，就是他期望他能够看一眼以色列的救主。
One of the greatest wish of this old man in all his life is that he could see the Savior.
那么当这个老人有一天他被圣灵感动，他进入到圣殿。
One day by the Holy Spirit, he went into the temple.
那么这个时候呢，正好 耶稣的妈妈就抱着孩子就到圣殿中来。
And on that day, the Jesus' parents brought him to the temple.
这时候，哎，西面就看到这个小婴儿了。
And Simeon saw that little baby.
西面就是说，神啊，我现在就可以离开世界了。
And Simeon said that, Lord, I can depart the world right now.
我已经看见我最希望看见的那一位了。
Because I have seen the one whom I wish to see most.
这就是我一生中我最希望看见的，我再没有其他任何的遗憾，我现在立刻去死都可以。
That's what I hoped for in all my life. I have no other regrets. I can depart now.
所以在这一个老人心中，他最想看见什么呢？
So what did this old man want to see in his heart?
我们想象一下，我们是一个老人，我们已经就是年纪老迈，我们很快可能就要离开这个世界，你最想看到什么？
Imagine that you are old man and about to depart this world, and what do you really want to see?
想象一下，如果你是一个老人，你已经衰残了，你身体各方面机能都衰残了，你这时候想，哎呀，我最希望看见什么？
And you imagine that you are old man, you have incorrupted in your body, and what do you want to see most?
没有人想过这个问题吗？
Have you ever thought about this question?
我想很多人想，哎呀，我要年轻就好了。
Many people may thought that I wish I could be younger.
我看有些弟兄姊妹摇头哈。摇头的都是年纪还不老的。
Some brothers and sisters shake their hand because they are still young.
有一个老人，他得了一场病，后来治好了。他很高兴，他说我年轻了20岁。
Suppose an old man who was sick and he was healed, and he said, "Oh, I think I'm 20 years old, younger now."
很多老人他最希望看见是，哎呀，我要年轻就好，我要健康就好，我想再活500年呐。
Many old men wish that they could be well, healthy and younger, and they could live 500 years more.
但是圣经中这一个老人，他不是希望他再要年轻，他说我现在死都可以。
But this old man in the Bible didn't wish that he would be younger. He said he could depart the world right now.
因为他看见他最希望看见，他看见他最深的渴望，就他看见了救主，看见了婴儿耶稣。
Because he had seen the baby Jesus, his savior, and whom he has hoped for, and he has wished to see most.
换句话说，他看见了神的信实。他看见了神的荣耀，神确实正如他的应许一样，他确实赐下了救主。这个老人看见了。
In another word, that he saw the face and the glory of God, as God promised, he sent his Savior, and the old man saw.
他看见这个婴儿，他说：“上帝，你真的是信实的上帝。”
When he saw the baby, he said, "Lord, you're really faithful God."
你真的是慈爱的上帝。
You're really loving God.
你没有忘记你的百姓。
You didn't forget your people.
你没有忘记你的选民。
You didn't forget your chosen people.
你没有忘记你与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
You didn't forget the covenant you made with Abraham.
你实在是信实的上帝，慈爱的上帝，你确实赐下了救主。
You're truly a faithful and loving God, and you did send the Savior to us.
所以我们今天我们来思想耶稣说的那句话，你若信你就必看见。
So today when we think about the words that Jesus said, if you would believe that you will see.
其实我们更应该思想一个更重要的问题，你到底要看什么？
And I think we should think of this more important question, what do you want to see?
那么当施洗约翰在给人施洗的时候，那么说很多人就去看施洗约翰，因为施洗约翰住在旷野嘛。
When John the Baptist was baptizing people in the river, and a lot of people went to see the John baptism.
那么耶稣就问这些去看施洗约翰的人，就你们去看什么呀？你们到底去看什么？
Jesus asked those who want to see John the Baptist, what do you want to see?
啊，你们看这个风吹动的这个芦苇吗？就是你们看美丽的风景吗？
He said that, do you want to see a reed shaken by the wind, or do you want to see those beautiful scenes?
啊，你们想看那个穿细软衣服的人，就是哎，你们想看到哎呀，很了不起的人，很漂亮的人呐、啊，很富贵荣华的人呐、
啊。Oh, do you want to see those people with soft clothes? Do you want to see those rich people?
啊，或者你们是要去看先知，对不对
？Or maybe you want to go to see a prophet.
然后耶稣就说，施洗约翰确实是非常了不起的先知。
And Jesus said that John the Baptist was really a great prophet.
但是耶稣接下来讲一句话，天国里最小的比他都大。
But Jesus continued to say that the least in the heaven is greater than him.
耶稣在问这些人，你们到底看什么？
Jesus asked those people, what did they want to see?
所以耶稣说什么呢？你看风景也好，你看伟大的人物也好，你甚至看先知也好，你到底要看什么？
And so Jesus asked them, whether you want to see the scenery, those rich people or the prophet, what do you really want to see?
你要看见神。
You should see God.
你要看见神的荣耀，神的作为。
You should see God's glory and his works.
你看见这美丽的风景，你要看见这后面的造物主。
When you see the beautiful scenery, you should see the creator behind it.
你看见这一个了不起的人物，伟大的人物，你要看见谁创造了他。
When you see a great figure, a great man, you should see who created him.
你看到了先知，你不仅仅是看到先知。
When you see a prophet, you not only see a prophet.
你要看见谁差派了他，谁使用了他。
You should see the one who sent him and used him.
你看见施洗约翰，一个穿着骆驼皮的一个野人，吃着蝗虫野蜜，一个流浪汉，一个野人。你看见这样的一个人。
When you see a kind of wild man like John the Baptist who wear the camel's hair and eat honey and locusts, you saw such a man.
你看见他，你震惊了。这个人讲出上帝让他讲的话。
You're amazed at the words that God asked him to speak.
所以你看见施洗约翰，你不是看见施洗约翰，你应该看见他后面的神。
So when you see John the Baptist, you should not only see John the Baptist, you should see God behind him.
耶稣说，你若信，你就会看见神的荣耀。
Jesus said, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God.
我们看见一切的神迹，我们看见我们心愿一切的达成，都不如我们真正看见神的荣耀。
There's nothing better that we see the glory of God than we see the, those miraculous signs and our wish accomplished.
摩西曾经向上帝祈求，求你让我看见你的荣耀。
And Moses have ever requested God that, Lord, may I see the glory of your glory.
我们今天想象一下，我们面对上帝，我们要知道，上帝跟摩西是可以面对面讲话的。摩西是可以来到神的面前，来到上帝面前，跟上帝面对面讲话，提要求的。
Imagine today that you are in front of God. You know that Moses can speak to God face to God, face to face.
这个摩西对上帝说，上帝，我求你让我能够看见你的荣耀。
Moses said to God, Lord, I ask you to see your glory.
我们今天来到上帝面前，我们求什么？
Today when we come before God, what do we ask?
我们关心神的荣耀吗？
Do we care about the glory of God?
还是我们关心我们自己的荣耀？
Or we care about our own glory?
摩西对上帝求，神啊，求你让我看见你的荣耀。
Moses asked God that he could see the glory of God.
结果摩西的一生就看见最多神的荣耀。
And in Moses' life, he saw the most glorious works of God.
看见无数次神荣耀的彰显。
And he has so many times that God's glory exemplified.
他看见上帝在埃及降下十灾。
He's witnessed that God sent the 10 plagues in Egypt.
他看见上帝让红海分开。
He saw that God divided the Red Sea.
他看见上帝从天上降下玛纳，让磐石出水。
He saw that God sent manna from heaven, and he saw that God asked the water come out of the rock.
他看见以色列人在旷野40年，衣服没破，鞋没烂，脚都没有肿。
Witness that the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years and their clothes and their shoes were not torn.
摩西也看见上帝对悖逆的罪人可怕的刑罚。
And Moses also saw that God's terrible punishment to those disobedient Israelites.
摩西也看见上帝对以色列人的宽容忍耐。
But Moses also saw that God's forgiveness and patience to the Israelites.
摩西看见许许多多的东西，看见神许许多多的作为。
And Moses has witnessed a lot of miraculous signs and the glorious works of God.
简单一句话，摩西看见神的荣耀。
In a word, Moses saw the glory of God.
正如摩西向上帝所求的，上帝啊，你让我看见你的荣耀。上帝答应他。
Just as Moses asked of the Lord that he could see the glory of God, and God permitted.
让你看，看个够。
If you want to see, I will let you see enough.
摩西不一定想得到，当他要说神啊，让我看见你的荣耀的时候，神让他看见十灾。
Moses probably didn't expect that when he asked to see God's glory, that God led him to see the 10 plagues.
上帝没有让摩西和以色列人走一条非常顺利平坦的出埃及进迦南的道路。
God didn't let Moses and the Israelites walk on a very smooth and easy way out of Egypt into Canaan.
那条路非常的坎坷，那条路非常的曲折。
That way is very difficult and curved.
但是上帝确实是满足了摩西的祈求。那条路上，上帝让摩西看见神的荣耀。
But God did permit and answered Moses' request that he could see the glory of God on that path.
所以我们今天要思想，我们相信我们就看见，但是最重要的是，我们到底要看什么。
Today we will study that when you believe, when you believe and you will see, and let's think about what do we want to see.
我们要看见神的荣耀。
We should see the glory of God.
这是神让我看见的。
That's what God asked us to see.
这是神希望我们去追求、去渴望的。
That's what God asked us to pursue and desire.
我们不仅仅要想去看到病得医治、死人复活、心想事成，我们不仅仅是想要看到这些。
We should not only want to see that our sickness being healed and dead resurrected or our wish accomplished. Not only those things.
我们要看见神的荣耀。
We should see the glory of God.
我印象非常深，那是很多很多年以前啊，那时候我刚刚信主的时候，我去到一个小教会去聚会。
I remember clearly that many years when I first believed in the Lord, I went to a small church for a gathering.
那个小教会是在一个弟兄家庭当中，那个房子非常的简陋，然后来聚会的人呢，都是非常普通的人。
That gathering was in a brother's house and was a poor house, and those people who came to that gathering were just ordinary people.
他们很多是矿工或者矿工的家属。
Many of them are the mine workers or the families, their families.
他们当中其实有许多人可能小学都没有毕业。
Probably many of them are not even graduated from elementary schools.
但那一天晚上， 让我印象太深了。
But on that night, what impressed me most.
后来我参加那一天晚上的聚会，我出来以后我就想，我如果一辈子每天晚上能够参加这样的聚会，那我简直就是在天堂里。
After I came out of that gathering that night, I feel like if I can attend such meetings, gatherings all my life, I feel like I'm already in heaven.
我在那里没有看到什么漂亮的房子啊，豪华的家具。
I didn't see the beautiful house and furniture there.
啊，更没有看到那个穿细软衣服的人，都是看到一个矿工啊，这个很平凡的人，甚至都是不是那么整齐，脏脏的。
I didn't see any people with soft clothes, rich clothes. Those people are just ordinary people. Some of them are mine workers and with some dirty poor clothes.
因为他们可能刚刚从工作的环境一来就来聚会。
Probably just came out of their work to the gathering.
哦，到底看见什么呢？
What do they see?
看见神的荣耀。
They see the glory of God.
看到这样的一群平凡的人，这样的一群在世人看来可能很微不足道的人，他们身上有那种君王的荣耀，他们是神的儿女，他们有那种神儿女的那种生命和荣耀。
I saw those people. They're probably just ordinary peoples to the world, but I see the life of a king in them and the.God's glory in them.
然后我看见他们对上帝的爱。
And I saw their love toward God.
他没有做什么很特别的事情，说什么很特别的话，他们就是唱诗歌，就是祷告。
They didn't do special things or said special words, and they just sing praises and prayed.
然后我就知道这群人真的是爱上帝。
But I can tell that they are truly the people who love God.
然后我也真知道上帝真爱这群人。
And I can tell that God really loved those people.
所以那个黑暗的那个房间，那是一个充满荣耀的地方。
So that dark room is a place full of glory.
所以我想我可能要把这个印象就是一直要带到永恒里去。
So I thought I probably would bring that impression of that night into eternity.
所以看见神的荣耀是何的美好的一件事情，让我们能够看到一点点天堂是什么样子。
So how beautiful it is to see the glory of God so that we can glimpse the what heaven is like.
我们会看见耶稣行了这个神迹之后呢，这个人们其实有两种表现。
And we can see that after the miracles, there are two responses from the people.
那么，有一些人看见耶稣行了这个神迹。好，我们来看看那一处经文。他们就信了耶稣。
Some people saw the signs and they believed in him.
看见耶稣让拿撒路从死里复活。就多有信他的。
And they saw that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and many believed in him.
那么还有一些人啊，看到耶稣行了这个神迹，或者听到耶稣行了这个神迹。
And some others, when they heard or when they witnessed that Jesus performed the signs.
那么他们的反应是什么呢？
What were their responses?
他们就想杀死耶稣。
They want to put Jesus to death.
所以你会看见同样的一个神迹，同样的主耶稣，但是人们对待他是两种截然不同的态度。
You see the same signs and the same Lord Jesus, but people responded to him with two opposite ways.
有一些人，那些信耶稣的人，看见耶稣所行的神迹，他们看见神的荣耀。他们就更加信他。
Some people who believed in Jesus, when they saw the signs, the miraculous signs that Jesus performed, then they believed him more.
或者说更加认识耶稣。
And then knew more about the Lord Jesus.
那么有些不信耶稣的人，他们也看到耶稣的神迹，他们就更加恨耶稣。
Some others who didn't believe in Jesus, when they saw the signs that Jesus performed, they hated him more.
他不仅不信耶稣，他更加恨耶稣，他们立刻就要杀死，想就要杀死耶稣。
They not only didn't believe in him, they hated him and they plotted to put him to death.
就为什么有这么大的不同？
Why was such a big contrast?
我们来看那些想要杀死耶稣的人，他们为什么因为看到耶稣的神迹，反而想要杀死耶稣？
Let's see why those people who didn't believe him want to put him to death.
这在约翰福音十一章47-48节其实告诉我们，因为这些人说耶稣会让我们的利益受损失。
John 11:47-48 tell us that because Jesus will bring harm to their profit.
这个人他可以行神迹，如果这样的话，如果我们不制止他。他会伤害我们的利益。
See, this man can perform miraculous signs. If we do not stop him, it will bring harm to us.
我们会因为这个人，我们的土地也失去了，我们的人也失去了，我们所拥有的这些都失去了，就会因为他。
Because of him, we may lose our place, our nation.
所以我们要杀死他。
So we should kill him.
跟从耶稣，信靠耶稣，会不会导致我们的利益受损失呢？
Well, believing Jesus and following him, will that bring harm to our profit?
我们看耶稣的门徒，那个彼得，那些打鱼的，他们跟从耶稣以后，他们的渔船是变大了，还是变小了，还是根本就没有了？
Let's look at the disciple of Jesus, like Peter and those fishermen. And when they followed Jesus, did their boat become larger or smaller or become nothing?
他们跟从耶稣，他们结果失去了他们的渔船，失去了他们的渔网。
When they followed Jesus, they lost their boat and their nets.
有一个年轻的少年官，年轻的财主，他也来想信耶稣，他也想来跟从耶稣。
There was a young governor who wanted to follow Jesus and believe in Jesus.
他也知道在耶稣这里能够有永生，他都知道。
He knew that in Jesus there is eternal life. He knew all about that.
结果耶稣就问他，那你愿意撇下什么呢？
But Jesus asked him, what would you give up?
所以我们来看这些文士和法利赛人，他们看耶稣，他们说，哎呀，这个人会给我们造成利益的损失。有的时候真的就是这样。
So those Pharisees and the priests, they think that the Lord, Jesus will bring harm to their benefits. A lot of times it is that case.
哎呀，我们要把这些东西抓住，要抓住我的土地，我地上的这一切，我要抓住。
They want to grasp all those things. For example, the land, their place.
所以他们心里充满的是这地上的东西，他们看见再多耶稣的神迹，他们都不会相信，他们甚至越发的抵挡。
So the heart was full of this all earthly things. So the more miraculous signs they see, they would not believe, and they want to set against them, Jesus.
所以这更是提醒我们一件事情：我们信耶稣。我们到底我们希望要看到什么东西
？So it really reminds us this one thing that when we believe in Jesus, what do we really want to see?
我们信耶稣的目的是为了让我们的银行存款可以增长吗？让我们看到我们的银行存款可以增长吗
？The purpose of believing in God is that because we want to see our savings in the bank increase.
我们信耶稣的目的是为了看见我们投资的股票啊能够升值吗
？And do we believe Jesus because we want to see our stock increase?
我们信耶稣的目的是让我们自己看见，哎呀，我可以成为最强大的人，最有力量的人，最有权力的人，最富有的人。我们是希望看到这些吗？
Do we want to believe in Jesus so that we can become strong men and powerful and rich people?
如果我们信耶稣是为了让我们更多的抓住这个地上的利益，这个地上的一切，那你 这个期望你会落空。
If we want to believe Jesus so that our earthly things will become more and then your expectations will become vain.
因为有一天你也会真的发现，你如果真的要信耶稣，结果耶稣对你说，舍己，背起十字架来跟从他。
Because one day you will find that if you really want to follow Jesus, Jesus will say to you that deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow me.
你会损失你在地上的利益。
You will lose the benefits you have on the earth.
你信耶稣不是要看见你自己在地上的生命得到倍增。
You believe in Jesus not because you want to see your life doubled.On the earth,
或者说这个属地的生命 ，earthly life,
or your earthly life doubled on the earth.
你信耶稣，你这个属地的生命，你要被丢弃的。你积攒的财宝不再是这个地上了，你要开始积攒财宝在天上。
If you follow Jesus and believe Jesus, you should give up your earthly life, and you should collect treasures on heaven, not on earth.
感谢神，耶稣让拿撒路从死里复活。
Thank the Lord Jesus that He raised Lazarus from the dead.
耶稣行的这个神迹，安慰了那两个伤心、绝望的姐姐马大、玛利亚。
And Jesus performed the signs to.Comfort those two sisters who were sad and desperate.
但是耶稣不是仅仅期望这两个伤心的姐姐能够看到弟弟从死里复活。
But Jesus didn't just want to see those sisters saw the brother was raised to life.
耶稣事实上对所有的人讲，你要看见神的荣耀。
Jesus actually was speaking to.Everyone, that you should see the glory of God.
这是更大更美的事。
This is greater and more beautiful thing.
我们都知道有非常著名的一个姐妹，她写下了很多的赞美诗。
We know a very famous sister who wrote many hymns.
她就是这个芬妮 Crosby.
Fanny Crosby.
我们知道她是一个盲人。
We know that she was blind.
一个盲人能看见什么呢？
What can a blind people see?
芬妮她从很小很小就刚生下来没多久眼睛就盲了瞎了。
And Sister Fanny was became blind when he was very little.
她一生基本上绝大多数时间眼睛都是瞎的。
Most of her life she was blind.
她能看见什么呢？
What could she see?
她看见神的荣耀。
She could see the glory of God.
所以他写下有福的确据。
So she wrote the hymn Blessed Assurance.
所以你会看到很奇怪，一个一辈子几乎一辈子瞎眼的女人，她却写下有福的确据。她说：“我看见了，我得到了，我抓住了，我有福。”
You will see that it's very strange that a blind woman who could write such a hymn as Blessed Assurance, she.Obtained and she grasped and she saw the glory of God.
那么有一天啊，那么有一天呢，就是有一个牧者就对芬妮就说：“哎呀，你看神给你这么多的恩赐啊，你能够写那么多的歌，你如果神给你有一个正常的视力，那你一定会有更大的成就。”
And one day, a minister said to Sister Fanny that since God has given you such great gifts.If God gives you a normal sight, you may have achieved a better things.
结果芬妮就说：“哎呀，我觉得我现在这样也挺好。”
But Sister Fanny said, "I think I'm very good right now."
因为有一天当我离开世界，我回到天家，当我睁开眼睛，我看见的第一张脸是耶稣的脸。
Because one day when I leave this world and get to heaven, and the first face I see will be the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天来思想，主耶稣说：“你若相信，你就看见。”
So today, when we think about the Lord Jesus' words, if you would believe, you will see.
我们到底想看见什么？
What do we really want to see?
愿意我们圣灵 感动我们每一个人，圣灵光照我们每个人，我们真的说，我不要看见其他的东西，我要看见神的荣耀。
May the Holy Spirit really move us and light on us so that we can proclaim that I do not want to see anything else but the glory of God.
拿撒路从死里复活，我们知道有一天他还会老去，有一天他还会死亡，离开这个世界。
Lazarus was raised to life, but we know that one day he will grow old and also die.
那么我们也都知道主耶稣基督从死里复活。
And we also know that Lord Jesus was resurrected from the dead.
这是最伟大的复活。
This is the greatest resurrection.
带着无穷生命的大能的复活。
With the endless power of life.
耶稣出坟墓的时候没有这个裹尸布，没有这些，像拿撒路那样出坟墓还有裹尸布在他身上。
And when Jesus came out of the tomb, he did not have grave clothes on him.
耶稣从死里复活，他战胜了死亡。不仅耶稣战胜了死亡，所有信靠耶稣的人都会战胜死亡。
When Jesus was resurrected to life, and he has conquered death.And also those who trust in God has conquered death.
好，我们最后请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
And finally, let's all stand up and read the scripture from the Bible.
好，我们一起来读《哥林多前书》15:19-22，还有51-57。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 15:19-22 and 50:1-57.
哥林多前书15:19起，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。但基督已经从死里复活，成了碎了之人出俗的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一瞬间眨眼之间，号筒末世吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的；这必朽坏的，既变成不朽坏的；这必死的，既变成不死的。那时记者就记。死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜。好，我们再来读一处经文，是在哥林多后书4:16-18。
Let's read 2 Corinthians 4:16-18.
好，哥林多后书4:16起，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永恒的。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
We thank you for giving us your only beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ, Word become flesh into this world.
感谢主耶稣基督担负我们的罪，在十字架上代替我们接受罪的刑罚。
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ died for in our place on the cross to receive the punishment of our sins.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Died and was buried and raised to life on the third day.
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，不仅是罪得赦免，更让我们得着永远的生命。
So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus, not only our sins are forgiven, and we have eternal life.
愿圣灵光照带领我们，让我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们把自己的生命献上，当作活祭，交在神的手中。
So that whoever believes in the Lord, so we can present our bodies as a living sacrifice before the Lord.
愿神的旨意行在我们的生命当中。不受任何的拦阻。
May your will be done in our life without any hindrance.
愿圣灵加添我们的信心，加添我们的力量，让我们在这地上的年日能够将荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
May Holy Spirit give us strength and faith so that our life in this world will bring glory to heaven, to God in heaven.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.